Hey y'all, when we talk about abortion, we often focus on the legal and the moral debates. But what about the harsh realities? What about the physical toll? What about the emotional toll it takes on not only just women, but also men? Today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the risk. I want to talk about the harsh realities associated with abortion that are often overlooked, that are often swept under the rug. And so let's get into it. Today we're going to be having a very important conversation about the physical and emotional risk of abortion. And you know, for many women and for men as well, abortion isn't just a decision. It comes with consequences. And I know y'all have heard me talk about this before. When we're talking about free will, the choice that you make, if it does not align with God's perfect will for your life, if it is a bad choice, you will have to take responsibility for the consequence that is accompanied with that bad decision. Okay? And so, again, abortion isn't just the decision. It comes with consequences, okay? And these are consequences that can last a lifetime. These are consequences that can have, you know, implications for your future family, for your children, all of the things. And sometimes we don't think it's that deep when it is, okay? And so let's talk about these realities and let's discuss the support that's needed to make informed choices. And I'm not talking about all these fact checkers who out here incorrectly fact checking, who not actually fact checking it at all. But let's get into it. That's neither here nor there. Let's get into it. Let me tell y'all, first of all, before we even start calling off the risk and all of the things, let me tell you why this is important, right? It's crucial to understand that abortion isn't just a medical procedure, okay? First thing first, abortion, I know because I had one, okay? And so people want you to believe, oh, it's healthcare, it's just this procedure, and then you get it and it's done, right? Abortion is an experience, right, that can have lasting effects on both physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health, right? Today, I want to focus on the physical and the emotional. I talk about the spiritual all the time. Go back and watch any of my videos on YouTube, on Instagram, on all of the places. I talk about the, you know, spiritual implications of abortion all the time because I believe that's my assignment. When it comes to the pro-life movement, when it comes to sharing my story of having an abortion, speaking with you all about the physical, emotional, spiritual implications and consequences that I had to deal with. That's my lane, right? But I have, you know, lately been coming on just to simply educate, just to simply talk about like the things that a lot of people aren't talking about and we assume people already know. And so, yes, abortion is an experience that can impact you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of the things. And the risk, even though they're often downplayed or overlooked, I hear a lot of people saying like, oh, well, I had an abortion and I ain't experienced no shame. I have no regret. I have no guilt. Like we see people all the time who are, you know, masking their pain. And so it looks like they're very bold. They're very proud. But on the inside, they're hurting. On the inside, there is grief. On the inside, there is pain. On the inside, there is a struggle, right? And so though the risks are often downplayed or overlooked, they're also very real. And understanding them can help women and men. And I keep emphasizing the men because a lot of times we think that abortion only affects women, right? The feminist movement, the My Body, My Choice people, they want you to believe that it's only a woman's decision, that this child, even though it takes two people to make it, a male and a female to make this child, they want you to believe that you can't make a choice. However, they want you to make a choice to step up if they choose to have the baby. So you want the men involved when it comes to taking care of the child. But when it comes to deciding if the child is going to be here or not, the men have no say. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Okay? Going back to my point. These risks are very important. They're very real. And understanding the risk can help men and women make better informed decisions. So this is my purpose here today, is to help you understand the risk, know what they are, so that you can make a better informed decision, or so that you can educate people on how to make better informed decisions. And so, again, abortion doesn't always come without physical consequences, right? I think now more than ever, with the story of Amber, the lady who recently died after taking an abortion pill, and we know the media is trying to make it seem like, oh, because she couldn't get the support because it was illegal because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, she died. Let's stick to the facts. Let's get to it. First of all, the media isn't giving you the full story, right? There's missing information. Second of all, we know that if the doctors denied health care, it wasn't the abortion, she already had took the pill. So it wouldn't have been an abortion on a health care provider's end if she was already in the middle of having one. You understand? Like, let's just speak common sense right at this point. Okay, so let me get back into it. So it comes with physical consequences. That physical consequence can be death, right? And while the procedure is often presented as safe, and I put quote unquote safe, there are short-term and long-term risks to consider. And so one of those risks for physical risk is complications from the procedure itself. Like any medical procedure, abortion also comes with potential complications. Now, if you are going for any type of surgery, one of the things that the doctors are going to do, they're going to tell you, hey, these are the possible risks, possible side effects of you doing this procedure, right? A lot of times when it comes to abortion, they don't talk about the risk, right? Because they don't want you to know. Because sometimes when you know, right, because knowledge is power, sometimes when you know, they know that you're better able to make an informed decision to not have that abortion, okay? And so it comes with complications. These can include hemorrhaging. This can include infection. This could include uterine perforation. And in some cases, having an abortion can even damage the surrounding organs, right? You have some women who also experience incomplete abortions, which was Amber's story, which also requires additional procedures. And if you're denied the health care to be able to complete it or whatever the case may be, there are going to be physical complications. Also, there could be long-term health risks. Beyond the immediate complications, there are long-term health risks that some women face after an abortion. These can include future pregnancy complications, increased risk of preterm birth in future pregnancies, and also, in some cases, infertility. You know, I knew a girl, she was like, man, I've had so many abortions, and now that I'm actually married and trying to get pregnant, I can't have a child. I've been struggling, I've done all of the things, and I'm still unable to get pregnant. And that's not to scare you, that's just to let you know, like I've said, these risks, while they vary depending on the stage of the pregnancy, depending on the method of the abortion, it is important to at least, at bare minimum, y'all, acknowledge that abortion can have serious consequences, right, on your physical health. And when we get into a dangerous space of ignoring or downplaying these risks, it doesn't serve anybody well, right? Because, you know, certain people, they want to convince you that, oh, physical complications only happen in a certain percentage. Oh, that's very unlikely, but it's possible, right? It's possible. Let's talk about the emotional risk really quick. And then we're going to talk about how this also impacts men. So emotional risk of abortion. The emotional fallout from abortion, y'all, is significant. And it often catch people by surprise. Let me tell you, I'm just speaking from experience here, okay? When it comes to having an abortion, there's things that happen to you afterwards that no one can prepare you for, that most people are not talking about. And it's crazy to me, right? Like I said, when I had my abortion, I've said this in other videos, when I had the abortion that I had, there was no one on social, first of all, social media wasn't even banging like that, but there wasn't people on social media talking about their abortion experiences. It wasn't a lot of people on social media even standing for life like that, that I was aware of. I didn't know anything about pregnancy care centers, crisis care centers, none of this stuff, right? I didn't know about none of this stuff. And like I always say, that's not an excuse, but there was nobody talking about the emotional risk of abortion. And the truth of the matter is, many women, y'all, the majority of women, they experience some level of emotional pain after going through an abortion, y'all. And this can surface in different ways. For me, I talk about the condemnation, the shame, the guilt, the regret, the mind attacks, right? Like all of the lies that I believed. I talk about those things, right? For some people, it goes as far as PTSD, so post-traumatic stress disorder. And we know that PTSD is a reality for many women who have undergone an abortion, especially those who feel pressured into the decision, especially those who experience some kind of a physical risk or physical implication. This trauma literally can manifest through nightmares. It can manifest through flashbacks. It can manifest as emotional numbness. Now, I know this, y'all. I'm speaking from also a social worker's lens when I'm talking about this. It can also surface as depression and anxiety. I've seen so many comments on videos on TikTok and on social media in general where people who are like, man, I've had an abortion, and even though it was 10, 15 years ago, I still think about my baby. I still, you know, cry at random times. I still feel the regret of my decision. I still, you know what I'm saying? All of these different things. And the truth of the matter is, studies show that there are many women who are experiencing clinical depression and anxiety after an abortion, just like you can experience depression and anxiety after you have a child, right? Postpartum depression. You can also experience this same clinical depression after an abortion. And so the sense of loss combined with feelings of guilt or regret, they all can lead to this downward emotional spiral that's very hard to escape, but it's possible. There's hope. There's healing available. There's freedom available. Repent. Okay? And then we can talk about the grief and the loss that, you know, impacts us emotionally after an abortion. And so abortion for many people is accompanied by this profound sense of loss. Because, I mean, that's the reality. We're killing a child or children, and that's loss. So typically with loss, there's grief. And so women may grieve for the life that could have been. And this grief, it can linger for years. Like I said, there's people all over social media and they'll be in the comments saying, man, I had an abortion 15 years ago and it still is impacting me. I had an abortion 3 years ago and it's still impacting me. I had an abortion 7 years ago and it's still impacting me, right? This stuff, this grief, this regret, this guilt, if you do not deal with it, if you do not get healing, if you do not find the support, it can linger for years and it can impact your mental health. It can impact your relationships. It can impact the future decisions that you decide to make when it comes to pregnancy or unplanned pregnancies. And the emotional risk of abortion, they are often unspoken, but they can be life altering. And so I will say this, mental health, especially as we are in a month, mental health awareness and all of the things, I would say mental health should never be sidelined. And it's important to, provide post-abortion emotional support for those who are struggling. It is okay to reach out and ask for help. Okay? So that's for my ladies. Let's talk about the men, right? Again, it's not just women who are affected by abortion, it's not just women who experience these, emotional risk, these emotional implications. Men too often feel the emotional and psychological weight of the decision, sometimes that they don't even have, a voice in. And most often their pain, their grief is often overlooked, right? Most people are like, oh, you good. You don't care. This don't impact you. This is my decision. It's my body, my choice. And it's like, no, this impacts the men as well, especially a man who's like, no, I want you to keep this child. I don't want you to get an abortion, right? And so for men, there are also emotional and mental health risks. Many men, they also too experience deep emotional turmoil after an abortion. They often feel helpless or sidelined in the decision-making process. And this can lead to feelings of guilt, depression, and anxiety also. And so when we think that abortion is all about my body, my choice, it continues to show the level of self-centeredness. It continues to show the level of pride. It continues to show the level of self-sufficiency and the lack of dependence on God, the lack of trust in God, right? And so grief and loss is also something that the men experience, just like women. Men can experience grief and loss. They may mourn the loss of potential fatherhood. They may feel regret over their inability to protect or advocate for their unborn child. And so we see a lot of times where, just like women, but even I would say even men more than women, suffer in silence when it comes to abortion. And so I have a book called Silent Shame, Shameless Plug, where I talk about my story of how I had to deal with the silent shame. I had to suffer in silence when it came to abortion. I had to also deal with the emotional and mental health risk that was accompanied with the abortion that I had. And so men too offer suffering in silence when it comes to abortion. Their emotional well-being matters too. And it's vital to provide spaces where men can process their feelings and also find healing. And there are resources that are available even for men to, deal with, the grief, the loss, the sense of hopelessness and helplessness, all of the things. And so just to kind of conclude this one up, abortion carries with it both physical and emotional risk. And I only named a few. In my book, I talk about more that I experienced personally. But whether it's the immediate physical complications or the long-term emotional struggles, these risks should not be taken lightly. I don't care what your favorite leader said. I don't care what your favorite doctor said or you know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of people who have an agenda that doesn't align with your values or people who have an agenda that goes directly against God's will for your life. And so when we begin to recognize these harsh realities, we can better support those facing unplanned pregnancies. We can better support those who are post-abortive and need healing. We can better support and help them make informed decisions that not only protect, them physically, but also that protects them mentally, that protects their well-being. And in doing so, we also honor the rights of the unborn. And so, as I close out today's episode, of course, I want to remind you that this conversation is meant for educational purposes and is not a substitute for professional, medical, or psychological advice. And if you or someone you know is struggling with the physical or the emotional trauma or aftermath of an abortion, there are organizations and counselors available to help you, to care for you. And so, for more information and support, make sure you reach out to your local pregnancy care center. Make sure you're reaching out specifically to pro-life post-abortion healing ministries or local counseling services. And lastly, if you found this episode insightful, supportive, helpful, please share it with your friends, with your family, with your communities, with a young girl or a young boy who have experienced an abortion. And together we can educate others about the physical and emotional risk of abortion and advocate for a life in a very compassionate and informed way. All right, y'all, I will see y'all in the next one. Well, I won't see y'all because these are audio now, because I'm doing a new thing. It has now sprung forth. Okay. But I will talk to y'all in the next episode. Bye.